Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today? Good afternoon. Good morning. Not sure when you're tuning in. Welcome to episode 32. I'm so glad that you're tuning in today. The topic for today is called Identify Your Root so that you can create new trenches in your life. And so I'm really excited about this topic. I am a CBT kind of therapist, and so this definitely goes hand in hand with CBT therapy and some of the things that I use with clients. So you are in for a treat today. One of the things that we have problems that we do as individuals is how we basically try to attack our problems versus go after them. So what do you mean by that? Basically, we solely focus on our behaviors by making a vow or commitment to start or stop doing something, which I like to call, it's only behavior modification, honestly. And I want to give you some examples of that and what that looks like, because we have all done this. Basically, let's think about New Year's resolutions, where we've all going to lose weight on January 1st. We start our new diet, new focus, new goals. Or we're saying we're going to eat healthy and exercise more. Or saying, you know, I'm no longer going to go on those dating apps anymore because people just keep using me. And so we take a fast off of that or no longer use them for a season. Or we'll say, you know, this is going to be the last time that I'm looking at pornography. Or I'm going to get off social media because people on there are so fake and it really has a lot to do with you're comparing yourself to their lives. Have you ever done any of these? I know I can relate to these things and others that I've done that I've said I'm not going to do that. And before I knew it, I was back to doing what I said I'm not doing. And so with behavior modification, you really focus on behavior and not on what the root of what's really going on in your lives. Basically, that means that maybe by getting to the thought that produces the behavior, it can bring change. So basically, we kind of get into a rut in our thinking. And basically, we've decided that if I just change the behavior by stopping it, it's going to stop. Well, the reality of it is that's the mindset. Like, I'm just going to stop. That's what you're thinking. But the behavior is not really what the problem is. It's just a symptom of what's going on in your life. So I kind of want to break down a little bit of rut and trench in your life, because we're going to really like use these two things as an illustration. And so basically, when I talk about the word rut, I looked up the definition of it. Basically, the rut has no purpose and it requires work. Rut is typically formed in mud and becomes a nuisance, even can be a danger to us. So as I'm thinking about a rut, I think about this like mud area where you get stuck in your vehicle, even like the beach where it's wet, sand is soft, and your tires are just kind of spinning, but you're not going anywhere. When it comes to the trench in our lives, it's basically we are intentionally digging to deliver a purpose, a resource, and it has a purpose and it fixes the problems. So ever notice like maybe you're at the beach, and basically you are deciding that let me put something underneath there so it has like something that it can like hold on to or you know, track it for the vehicle to be removed out of the sand. And so basically with trenches, I want you to think of pathways of digging things aside and creating like a walkway for you in your mind, in your thinking, you know, and really breaking those things down. And the ruts in our lives can be in our thoughts, can get messy. We can have feelings of fear, feelings of loneliness, not feeling enough, feelings of failure, where we are falling into a same series of thoughts that lead us to the behavior. But yet, we try to do behavior modification and hoping that we're not going to go back on this vicious cycle or this rut in our lives. And a lot of times we can have this mental rut that really can take us out. And so also, when I think about that, we have to figure out a way, how do we create new pathways in our life? And I know if you haven't listened to, there's an episode, I think it's episode 30, I believe, about, basically it's on rewiring the brain and our thought process. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that too, but you'll want to listen to that episode so that you can see the reality of how we can create neural pathways in our brain that creates us to think a certain way. So we have to rewire the brain. So this kind of goes hand in hand with that episode. So I want to encourage you to go look at it. And it's actually called, I'm looking through my paperwork here. It's episode, I believe, 30, where it's called Cross Wires and How to Rewire Your Brain. And so you'll definitely want to look at that. And so how do we begin to create a trench, a new way of thinking that can lead us to purpose, like can lead us on a good path of our thinking? How do we do this, you may say? Like, I don't know, I've tried my thinking and I'll say it and I do well and then I go back to how it used to be. Well, number one, it's going to be by applying the truth. And for me, being a Christian, the only truth that I know that works for me in my life, it's God's truth. Where I'm finding solutions to the problems and challenges in my life by seeking his word on what he says regarding those problems and challenges. And, you know, Jesus was one that really focused on solutions and not so much the problem. And that's the kind of person I want to be as well. Like, I hear people's problems every day and I'm there to provide solutions for them, not to allow them to stay stuck in their problems. And it's the same thing for you today. As you're tuning in, I want you to look at what are some of those problems? What are some of those challenges, those things that have you in a rut? Because today's the day to create those new trenches for you, a new pathway, a neural pathway in your brain as well. And so we really need to begin to internalize it. Like internalize, let's take a look at what's going on and take it in. Like, okay, this is my problem. And I'm going to give you some examples in this episode as well, even regarding like exercising or our bodies, things like that. And it's like internalizing what is going on here, you know, and taking it in and applying the truth to that. And basically the truth to your temptations, the truth to your challenges, you know, whatever those issues are for you. Really begin to internalize what's going on because I need to find truth to them. And by doing this, it really creates a neural pathway in your brain. So there's a benefit to this, guys. Like you want to do this because who doesn't want to create new neural pathways in our brain to get our brains to start forming something different and us to be thinking differently about certain things in our lives, certain things we think about or that we're going through. And so by providing a new trench, which I believe is truth, a new trench, you know, for us, it helps us to rewire our brains. And the cool thing about the Bible is that it does speak to all problems, everything you can think of, fear, anger, love, marriages, divorce, relationships, everything. And it's a great place to go for truth. And, I remember one of my clients had discussed with me, basically like she was struggling with fear. And I remember she wasn't a Christian or anything. And she clearly told me from the jump, like, listen, I don't want to talk about, you know, I don't want a spiritual component in our sessions. I don't need that. I'm good. And I'm like, okay, well, I always pray for my clients anyway, so it doesn't really matter if they want no spiritual component, because I still do it outside and before session. I'm just praying for them that God will lead me and lead us in there. And so basically, I remember just telling her about how we had such a challenge with fear growing up with my children. And basically, my kids would have nightmares and basically like couldn't sleep. They were harassed when they were falling asleep, and they had a lot of sleepless nights. And I just remember one day just applying 2 Timothy 1:7 and making it personable for my son. And basically that scripture says, for the Spirit of God For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. There's another version that says that God's not made us timid, but has given us power, love, and self-discipline. And the other one that I know, but God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. So any way that you want to personalize it, any version that you like, NLT, NIV, the Passion, King James, whatever, whatever works for you that you can relate it to how you would typically speak. And I remember just sharing with her that scripture, like, this is what I would pray over my son. And I remember that evening around 10 something at night, I received an email just saying, hey, what was that scripture you mentioned in our session? And I thought, huh? I was kind of taken back because she was the one that said no spiritual component. And she began to apply that to her life because she was struggling with fear. And today she's serving the Lord. She's an amazing woman of God and is married and has a family. It's just beautiful to see the work that God does when you begin to seek Him and seek truth in whatever it is that you're facing. And so today, that's my mission, to teach you that. And so, and like I said, the cool thing about the Bible is that if you're struggling about anything, and let's say you're not a Christian, you can look up any of your struggles and find truth to that. And it's very encouraging too, to have that type of truth, because God's word doesn't come back void. So basically, once you go to the Bible and find your truth, it's time to make a declaration. And what you're deciding or declaring that's going to be your truth. So for instance, for my son, it was that God was not giving him the spirit of fear, but of peace, love, and sound mind. That's what we used. And we would personalize it with their names in it. And that's what they begin to quote every time they were ready to go to bed. And so I saw how there were nights where they had just like, you know, great rest and were very well rested in the morning. And so I totally believe in God's truth. And so you want to find whatever that truth is, whatever that challenge or temptation is for you, find the truth in the Bible regarding that or what it says about that. And then it's time to make it a personalized declaration for you that you can begin declaring truth to the battle that you're in with your lives, with these ruts, these mental ruts that you're in. And again, as you begin to apply those truths, it begins to create a trench, a new pathway, a neural pathway in your brain, but a new pathway for you to start walking through a new trench and that you're able to walk through. Now, the goal here, of course, is for your new declaration to have it become a new neural pathway in your brain, but also a way of living for you. And this is where you intentionally begin to create a new way of thinking, a new trench, getting out of the rut. Like, you've been spinning in this for years. It's time to create something that you can grab a hold of and run with. And so I want to do some life applications with you, something simple that you can begin to apply to your life. And basically that is to identify those old ruts that you've been in. Where have they led you? Ask yourself that. For example, here's mine. If you're hurting or sad or stressed, I had a tendency to go to food. And I was an emotional eater my whole entire life. And guys, still struggle with that today. Have to tell myself, like, okay, what's going on? Because you're eating out of control here. What is really the heart of what's going on why you're eating this way? And so I would use food as a way of calming me down, as comfort food. And you know, we all have that comfort food that we run to. And basically, I had to get to the heart of what was going on. Why am I hurting? Why am I stressed out? And why am I running to these things versus God? And so the second thing was I had to begin looking up, you know, like basically start creating a new trench way for me. I had to start looking up scriptures on my body or empowering quotes. And basically I came up with Jeremiah 16:19, where it says, "The Lord is my strength, my fortress, my refuge in time of distress." And basically personalizing that. Number three is to then write your declaration, your new trench pathway. So I would say when Sandy is stressed or in times of distress, Sandy will turn to God and not food. She will run to God because he is really what she needs. So you see how I made that my own personal declaration where I personalized it just for myself. And the last thing is put it in places where you can see that, where you can put it on the fridge, a post-it note in the car, where you're brushing your teeth at, where you go to sleep at night, like a nightstand. Put it everywhere so you can remind yourself of what you're doing, this new neural pathway that you're creating in your brain, but also a new way of living, a new pathway for you to begin walking through. It's kind of like going through the jungle, right? You have all these things that are hitting you and slapping you in the face. Well, you've kind of got to get a machete and get those things out of the way so you can clearly have like just a clear pathway for you. It is the same thing for you guys. And I want that for you. And I know it could be hard and difficult at times to have to work on yourself. It's much easier to just stay where you're at in the rut that you're in. But God doesn't want you to live like that. And so overall, you got to just think about it of just write it, think it, confess it. Write it, think it, confess it. Let me write this down of my ruts. What am I thinking about so that I can go ahead and confess it and begin to change those things within me? And there's a quote by Craig Griswold. He's got an amazing book that really is about your thought pattern, basically like winning the war in your mind. And in there, he gave a quote that said, "If you want to change your life, you must change the way you're thinking." That's going to bring change because, guys, unfortunately, what we're thinking in our head is what we're playing out in our lives, hands down. And I don't want to live that way either, you know? And so this is going to take work, guys. Like, it's not going to be easy. But if you're willing to do the work, I promise you, it will create a benefit for your brain, a way of you looking at things differently. So a new trench in your life, a new walkway, a new path that you're going to walk on. And it's going to renew your mind, too. And it's going to begin to make those voices seem not as loud as what they used to be, because now you're gaining ground. You're gaining that traction. Remember what I talked about, like being stuck in the sand. You're putting something there where it has traction. You're putting something there where it's creating a new trench for it to kind of go backwards in and get yourself back on the right path. And sometimes we have to go backwards to find out where it came from in order to move forward. And so I want to encourage you today in just looking at those things, and I want to go over those things, those simple life applications, four of them. Identify your old ruts. Create a new trench, basically what's going to be your truth or what's going to be your empowering quotes or what scriptures are you going to use. Number three, write your declaration down, your new trench pathway, as you're creating neural pathways for your brain. Number four is putting it in places where you can see them, whether it's the fridge, phone, recordings. Personalize them for you. And remember that you write it, think it, confess it. And if you want to change your life, you must change the way that you're thinking. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family. And together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com and be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.